Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ava.
And Ethan.
With your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, approximately 40 people with disabilities working at a Brisbane-based charity are being made redundant. Help Enterprises, a charity which provides those with disabilities position in jobs such as packaging, manufacturing, and warehousing, has recently made 41 of their employees redundant due to the company losing a significant contract. At the 2025 Lord Mayor Business Awards in Brisbane, the charity Help had been named the Social Enterprise of the Year, and just 2 months later, they received the news leading to the redundancies. Some of the former employees have now moved on into other roles through Help and their partnering sponsors. Former CEO Steve Wyborn states that, quote, 7 people have already transitioned into new roles within Help in our manufacturing and nursery teams, and 9 have commenced employment somewhere else. These recent redundancies have sparked attention by addressing issues that people with disabilities face within the workplace and job market, and the People with Disabilities Australia Acting Chief Executive Megan Spindler-Smith saying, quote, we need to make sure that there are sustainable pathways that have inclusive, open employment with equal pay and real career pathways.
In other local news, a new cautionary statement of abandoning the 10-cent recycling project from one of the biggest beverage companies that operates Containers for Change follows after an inquiry from the Queensland state government. The inquiry began in February last year, after 10 allegations from whistleblowers and operators that provided evidence of conflicts of interest, unfair contracts, misleading conduct, and bullying and harassment, with Coca-Cola Euro-Pacific Partners stating last year that they were reviewing the investigation and recommendations. However, this year, with the state government's new legislation and laws overhauling the governance of the scheme and disallowing an increase on the 10 cent refund amount, CCEP said that the legislation created practical challenges and may necessitate a reassessment of our involvement, also stating that the company's image was directly related to the integrity of the scheme, with the reforms changing the perimeters of their agreement of participation.
In national news, controversial laws to restrict protests in New South Wales following the Bondi Beach terrorist attack have been struck down by the state's top court. The laws purportedly preventing public assemblies in parts of Sydney were passed on Christmas Eve. The laws were ruled to have, quote, impermissibly burdened the implied right to freedom of political communication under Australia's constitution in a joint judgment by Chief Justice Andrew Bell, Justice Julie Ward, and Justice Stephen Free. In certain areas, the laws also gave police the right to prevent the authorization of public assemblies. The challenge was launched in early January, arguing that the laws have a, quote, chilling effect on speech.
In other national news, for 58 of the 60 years that the National Folk Festival has operated, they have had to pay a large fee to transport the significant amount of waste towards tips, which then turned into methane gas. However, for the last 2 years, a fifth-generation farmer, Martin Royds, has successfully taken the waste for free, turning it into fertilizer which feeds his soil and then his cows. After a year of careful maintenance of the carbon-filled festival organics and high nitrogen frass, the pile of waste is unrecognizable. Mr. Royd said that it brings him a lot of joy in changing his ways out of being a contract sprayer and into someone making something out of what many throw out. Now in international news, a 10-day ceasefire deal between Israel and Lebanon has been announced, which is coming to effect at 7 a.m. today. Following talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Lebanese Prime Minister Joseph Aoun, with Israel's military remaining on Lebanon's land 10 kilometers within the border as Mr. Netanyahu plans on fulfilling the requirements of disarming Hezbollah and a lasting peace agreement. Mr. Netanyahu added that he did not agree with Hezbollah's requirements of Israel's full withdrawal and that a ceasefire would be following a temporary pause in hostilities, provided that either side do not escalate. Before the ceasefire talks on Thursday, Israel destroyed the last bridge connecting southern Lebanon to the rest of the country, with the invasion over the last 6 weeks recording casualties being 2,200 people, whilst forcibly displacing 1 million Lebanese civilians.
For your weather today, Brisbane has a sunny day on the horizon with an expectation of no rain. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is 1.6, predicted to reach 7.4, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.